Likach, Keurach, Ben Nitzel, Ben Kehos, Ben Levi, Ben Dosson, Ben Aviron, Ben Eliot, Ben Kumu, Lifne Moshe, Ben Noshe, Ben Yisrael, Chamishu, Morsai, Nisiedo, ויקולו על מוישה ועל ארון, קוראילו כולם קדושים, ומדוע תסנסו על קהל השם. במחלי כסף קוירח. I saw someone show me yesterday, from רובין קרלינשטיין, it's a beautiful vote. במחלי כסף קוירח, זה שווה מחלי כסף. ויקומו לפני מוישה, חמישים ומוסיים נשיא עידו קרי אמויד אנשי שם חזר סי קרי אמויד שוריודים לאברס השומי אנשי שם שוריודים השם מחבנס השם רשי says 250 רושי סנדרואס So what was the מחלקס קוירה? מוישה ואהרון are standing in one side and the other side is 250 Rosh Sanhedrin, you know what is Rosh Sanhedrin? Take all of the Gedolim that you know together, put them all of them together, they don't come to one of Rosh Sanhedrin at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yoidim la'aber es ha'shonim, and they say Moshe is wrong. Now, what the regular person has to think? Well, how about Moshe Rabbeinu? But these people also know what is Moshe Rabbeinu. And even so, they think the Korach is right. So I'm this little person, why I will not follow 250 Rosh Sanhedrin? So he brings down that it says Reikach Koyach Benitzo V'doson V'aviro V'doson V'aviro, they're the ones that start up the whole time, yeah? אז אני אסי, אוי לראש, אוי לשכנוי. When you see a מחלקס, and you don't know who to decide, see with who are the שקוצים. Where the שקוצים are, go to the other side. דוסן ואהבירם are on the side of קוירח. This is the wrong side to me. You're right, 250 ראשי סנהדרין. Moshe and Aaron are on the other side. Oh, but in Koirach's side is the Shkotzim, is the one that is fighting the whole time with Moshe Rabbeinu. If the Shkotzim are on that side, you go to the other side. And when we call Mekoyim, the Kasha is, and this is the Kasha that, in a way here, got stuck. Because the Arabs have the Friday today, so. We send the taxi from the wrong way because I was too long in the taxi. And it was the rub of Migdal Eimek, Yitzhak Grossman. He was speaking. So he said over for my Rebbe, from Zam Rebbe, I never heard that Maisa. But he said over that he heard from Zam Rebbe that when he was a kid, it was a shul. I didn't hear exactly the details, but it was a chash of a shul. And the Rav just got up one day and left. And everyone in the shul was very chashuv. He spent the country. Went back to Europe somewhere. And everyone in the shul were very like taken back. Like what happened? Why the Rav left? What happened that the Rav left? So they send the mishlachas back to Europe to ask this Rav why he left the shul. Maybe someone was pregnant, it's covered. Because the Rav just packed out one day and just left. I want to know why the rabbi left. And he came back, and the Rav said that when he went to become a Rav, his father-in-law made him to give a tkiyas kaf, like a shvua, that he will never be involved in a machlekes. And if it's a machlekes, he will run away right away. And he gave a kaf, a tkiyas kaf, and Mamish, 2 days before he left, started a machlekes in the shul about the gabores. He said, I had a tkiyas kaf, but I can't stay. I even didn't stay to say goodbye. I just ran away. So he said, Rabshul Zalman Erbach said he was a kid when the Mishnahas came back. You know, it was made up, and when they come back, they're not telling no one the report. The whole shul is standing and they're saying the report. People were sure that they will come and say that Chaskel and Shmel. Yeah, they did not. So the Alkimach was, they're coming, everyone hears together the report. Not that there'll be a. I don't know, sure that they're going to, you know, to speak about against ABC, that did something to the. I'm sure Zalman said I was a little kid, and I heard that, and I took on myself that I will never be a part in the machlokes. Same what I heard from Zev Gospel today. And Zalman said, all of my life I kept it. And a lot of times I was screaming, I was yelled, but I'm not helping. But I took on myself, I will never be a part of it. But what is scary about machlekes? And we have to a little bit speak about it, even though once, because it's a very long parasha and there's so much more to speak about. Sarah Moshe Sternberg speaks about it. The kasha is, if Korach and 250 people could fall into a machlekes, even that they're so big. Korach was big Talmid Chacham. He had Ruach HaKodesh. He saw me b'nei Borov. A word like Moshe Rabbeinu, as I'll say, Shmuel was the Eimikil of Korach. Moshe v'Aaron b'Koyanov, Shmuel b'Koyer Yishmoy, b'Lamed Shishkulimen. So he saw Yoytze Chalotzov like Moshe v'Aaron. So Eino Vitosri, he's a Rosh Sanhedrin. He's one of the most choshev yid. He has all the money in the world. He's not like that. He doesn't have money and he's bitter. Yeah, he has everything what he needs, and he slips. And 250 Rosh Sanhedrin slip with him together. What gives us the guarantee that we will not fall into machlokes? What gives us the power to believe that we will not be a part of a machlokes? It's so hard. So Moshe Sternberg says, I start in this week's parasha. For sure, Chazal say that Korach niskane b'nesiusoi. He thought that he has to get the position. But again, he was not a baby. I don't mean not a baby, only not a baby. He had a position. All these 250 people were Rosh Sanhedrin. They were not sitting in the tail of Klal Yisrael. They were sitting in the head of Klal Yisrael. And he had money, he had power. Chazal say he had more money from everyone together. Yeah? Shtar to our generation, to who you want. Yeah. So he had everything in his hands. And again, Lo Yotze, he would have had the argument with his neighbor, I hear. He's going to argue with Moshe now. And Moshe made Kriyas Yamsuf. Moshe marked the Mitzrim. And Moshe was Moshe. There's no question about it. Everyone knew, Kikora no Yichponov. Moshe went, you saw Shechina, he had to wear a mask. You couldn't look, Moshe, after the second time, Moshe could not walk around, Moshe would walk with a mask. Because if he would take off the mask, he couldn't look. You saw Shechina was coming out of his head. This was Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron was going with tzitz, nezer, ha-koyrish, Chazal say, koyrish la-Hashem, you couldn't look at it. Yeah, when they had to kill Midian, Pinchas went, and he just looked on the Malchim Midian with the tzitz and all of them died. says that Korach and the 250 people thought that they're doing it l'shem shamayim. The Horayah. Chazal say later that all of the Ketores, all of the Menoches, that the Ketores, that they bought the 250 Minchas, the Machvas, that they bought to Makter Ketores, Kikodeshu, you have to do a Tzipur L'Mizbeach. If they were faking, it's not Hegdash. If they knew that they're not going to win, and they were just doing the tease Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not Kodesh, it's not Hegdash. They really believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept their Ketores. They were Niskaven L'Shem Shomayim. What do we do in Niskaven L'Shem Shomayim? Chazal say they had a Negias. But they fooled themselves that they're doing it L'Shem Shomayim. And he said, there's two kinds of machleikas. Sometimes you're fighting with your neighbor because he took a piece of your land, he moved the gate, he built an extra floor and you can't have sun. You think he's disgusting. That is a machleikas, it's wrong. But it's easy to control, to know, okay, I will not be a bal machleikas. When you think that you're fighting l'shem shomayim, when you think that you're saving Klal Yisrael and he's the worstest guy in the world, sometimes it could be the truth. But remember, in that case, the chances that you will overdo it and you will go into Gehenna because you think that you're doing L'Shem Shomayim, there is no blocks. You could be Rosh Hashanah, you could have Ruach HaKodesh. But you have a Negiah, a small Negiah. A small Negiah. And that Negiah blinds you. And I want to tell you, if you manage to take away the Negiah, it will disappear. But you're so blind that you don't realize that you're fighting the Negiah. If you would not be blind, you would manage. I had a story years ago. It was a machlekes, a fire, one of the biggest kehilas in Klal Yisrael. One group were fighting against the manik in that crowd. One of the biggest chassidus. Mamash l'shem shomayim. Mamash. I heard the tainus from Mamash L'Shem Shomayim. I came home 12 o'clock by night, I heard about it, that's the reason that I heard about it, and I realized that the rabbonim of that community decided that Mamash, very bad group that are fighting, that are spoiling, and they were planning tomorrow morning to make a Moshe Beis Din, kick out all of these families from the Chadorim, from the yeshivas. Mamash, I'll say 20, 30 families, the kids, all of them will go off the deck right away. There's no question about it. I decided I have to save them. It's a mitzvah. I'm Enikel of Alan HaKoyen. You have to save them. But how you could save them? Mamash L'Shem Shomayim. These people know that they're going to lose everything in their life. So I sat down for an hour, and I realized, where's the Negiah? Yeah? I can call it Chazal saying, it's kind of an institution. I realized that in the Sheresh, and the Sheresh, and the Sheresh, and the Sheresh, there's an X amount of money that the head of them is not being lost. For sure, he's not fighting it for that. But there's a good chunk of money that he lost, and because of that, he's blind. I told my Rebbetzin, I'm going to make sure. She told me, you know, Elu Machlek is the guy that mixes in, he's the only one that suffers in the end. Okay, I waited until she fell asleep. 1:30 by night, I called the wife of the head of the machlekes. I said, I could speak to your husband. She said, he's not home, there's big meetings tonight. I said, okay. I called 2 o'clock, he's not home, there's big meetings tonight. I called 2:15, he's not home, I don't know when he'll be home. I said, in Parshas Korach, state that the wife of Oyin ben Peles saved. I'm asking you to be the wife of Ointment Palace. What do you mean? I said, I'm asking you a favor. Call your husband, put all of the group, make cake and kibbutz. I'm going to show up in your house 3 o'clock. I'm a rich guy from America, and I'm going to take care of the whole thing. You just bring back, man, everyone there, and tell them a surprise is coming 3 o'clock to take care of the whole zach. Okay, she got everyone, she made cake, she got everyone into the house. So she's such a tznua, when I came to the house, she opened the door, I never saw her. Totally, I don't know who she is. She didn't, but everyone was in the house. She called me 5 to 3, everyone is sitting. I made a cheshbon, I had money that I had to give to someone else, I borrowed it. I came with a suitcase, American money. I came, I knocked on the door, and I said, I'm a rich guy from America. I buy everything. I buy hotels, I buy planes, everything that moves, I buy. One of the favorite things that I like to buy, I buy machlekes. I heard there's a machlekes here, I came to buy the machlekes. I'm offering X amount of money to you guys, but the machlekes is over. Everyone was quiet. I opened my suitcase and I piled the money on the table. I said, you could take the money, but remember, not a word tomorrow morning. It's over. It's over. And I knew. What is the shaykh of the machlekes? The guy from asking to die in Shem Shomayim. But in the deep, there's something in there. Took 20 minutes, a half an hour, the money was off the table. Everyone signed. The head of the machlekes was such a Talmud Chochem, he just said, you know, he just finished today Masechta. He made a seal. He had a rekide. So, in the middle, the guy says, 1 second, you mamish look like Nissen Kaplan. You're not Nissen Kaplan? I said, I'll tell you, it's so interesting. Every place that I go, they tell me I look like Nissen Kaplan. So like this, they fakoif that I'm the rich guy from America. And the machlekes was over. That morning, I got up early, and I especially went to daven that bismedosh of the chassidim. I wanted to hear, you know, the machlekes is over or not. So I went shachis, I went to daven there, and I was listening. And I hear the chassidim telling each other, such a moifes of the Rebbe, that the guy came from America and took care of the whole thing. So that was the only thing that disturbed in the story. About the Kalamakar, what is the Yisrael? The Yisrael is, ask me how I got the money. When I came back home, I called someone that asked me, he's doing a chasne, very wealthy person, and he likes to cover a couple chasnas and El Tisrael in the same day. So I said, I have for you a bigger mitzvah. 20 families were about to go over there, you could buy the mitzvah. He said, it's not what we do. I said, I'm telling you, you want Gan Eden? Much more schus, like this, your son-in-law will never fight, will be no machlekes. I'm telling you, it's the biggest schus. He wired me all the money, I paid back down as a person, and the machlekes was over. And what is the yisayid? The yisayid is, if you realize, and I'm telling you, this is the chokhmah in life, you're fighting with someone, you're upset with someone, you think he's not a talmid chokhmah, he's selfish, he's bal kavod, everything is true, could be. Think why. Because he didn't respect you. Because when you came into his shul, he didn't give you aliyah. Because when you were in his shir, he was not misada you a chavrusa. Because he said no to your brother to come into his yeshiva. It's a small negir. Don't say, no, I'm not such a person. Koirach! 250 Rosh Sanhedrin. They fell for a little Megiah. In the end, they were Meis HaNefesh. They were Meis HaNefesh. They went to Maktik Tairas. They took a danger on their life. But everything is a small little covenant. A small little Megiah. A guy tells you, no, I'm going away for Shabbos, and he doesn't invite you with it. First, you owe him a lot. Like this, you can stay in yeshiva. You don't have to go to the Tereif Hotel to eat. Yeah, about Lama Shana, forget about that. From that minute, you decide he's not a choshev bachur, he's not a bal minas. I'm sure all of you know exactly what I mean. You asked him to come with him, and he said no. And the reason he said no could be because the Olam told him that any time he brings friends, and this time they're inviting him, and he can't even ask. But you decide in that minute is selfish, is nishkin bal minas. He's not really a masmid. He really likes to play. He really likes to do this. Everything and you mamish and slowly, slowly you convince he's mamish a bad guy. Until you mamish someone call it shidduchim, just keep away from him. You don't remember really why even you think he's so bad. And I heard once from Gadol, Ein of itosoy, everything is the eye. Everything is telling in the eye. You look at it good. So I heard once from my shvel. Chazal says a pele. Koyrach comes with a talis. Shekulot chaylis. As Moshe says, chayev betzitzis, potu betzitzis. If you say it's potu, chayev, how it could be, talis lovon, bay shekulot mezuzas, potu. There's a lot of shvaket in that Chazal. Like, what are you talking about? The bell has the kash. He came to Moshe, talis shekulot chaylis, chayev is to ptuo. Maybe Moshe will say chayev, ptuo. Tells us, we know Moshe will say chayelis, right? As we understand the longest that it doesn't bother, so what do you want? But how do you know that Moshe will say that it's potum? That it's chay. Tells us, because no shaykhis, no tzitzis. The Rosh Hashanah, we're speaking about lamdonim, yeah? Rosh Hashanah is not enough to know. If you're not a lamdon, you don't become a Rosh Hashanah. It's not an idea, yeah? So it doesn't help to know. So what is the answer? I'm afraid the Welt, the Baraturim says that Parshas Tzitzis is the last Parsha in Shalach. And Shlach, the last 10 Psukim is Tzitzis. Somach le Parshas Koirach, because Koirach came with the Tzitzis. That's exactly the Baraturim. That it's not time that Parshas Tzitzis is in the end of Shlach, because it's Meranes that Koirach came with the Tzitzis. Meram is that Kerach came with the tzitzis. The tzitzis say, Leman tizkiru. Was is the moiso? Tzitzis is the mitzvah that makes people doim el yam, doim el rikia, doim el kisa hakovay. That mitzvah Hashem says, when you're busy with this mitzvah, you become close to Hashem. Kerach takes that mitzvah, and with this mitzvah he's fighting. I mean, this is the mitzvah that needs to bring you closer to Hashem. This is the mitzvah that is about to make you close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. How it could be that Korach with this mitzvah becomes far from the Ribbono Shel Olam? So the answer is in Parshas Tzitzis, it says twice. We say it every morning. So the Mefoshim explain, it says twice, but there's one difference. It says, V'ayolachem l'tzitzis u'ra'isam yischartam z'kamitzis Hashem v'asisim ha'isam l'esuach elevatam ha'imechem l'man tizkru v'asisim mitzvah yisrael v'isim k'doishim l'erekech. What is the difference? It's like the Rachayim HaKodesh, in the middle it says v'leisosuach elevatam ha'imechem. You have tzitzis, but you're not careful on your eyes. If you're careful on your eyes, then l'man tizkeru v'asisem eskol mitzvoisai v'isem k'doishim l'elekech. Ein of itosai. A person has to know his eyes, the way he looks on things, could make him to lose everything. He has to be very careful to look in the right perspective and the right way, to judge in the right way, to look in the right way. Kimat every machlekes that I know, from the side, you look on both sides, they look like narishka. The people inside think that it's a oilom umlor. They're fighting on a shlishi, they're fighting on a cheer, they're fighting on a shilknoli, they're fighting on positions. And you think you should go in. When you're in it, it's mamish. Come on, we'll go back to the parasha. Vayishma Moshe vayipol al ponov. The Poshim say why Moshe was leifol al ponov. Because Koyrach Taimed, Yicholo'eid Kulam Kdoishim Ubisaychon Hashem. Rashi says, Kolonu Shomanu Dvorim Bisinai Mipi Agvur. The words he took from Parsha Tzitzis, Ve'isim Kdoishim, Kolonu Kdoishim. So the Poshim say, Echet Ha'egel, Moshe told the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ezolim Utzchus, you said, Leisase Lecho Pesel, Leisase Lecho. Poshim explained, not that Chas V'Sholem, Klal Yisrael Dom Chat, that Hashem means them as well. But Moshe says, but Lemaise Hashem you told me. B'Shaz Ne'aveire, they say, yeah, but Hashem told him. It's a limut chus. But Koyrach says, Ki Cholo'ei Kulam Kdoishim, Imonu Dibar Hashem. Moshe, we're not even speaking to you, he spoke to all of us. Vayipol al ponov, zog the medrash. He said, now I don't have answer anymore in Chata Egel. If they feel that Hashem spoke to them, so there's no answer. Ameat became kihivdi l'leke Yisrael esem me'ad az Yisrael la'akir v'mizor la'vez avoyed az ha'mishkon lochen v'ayakir v'o Yisrael v'skar u'bikashtem gam kehun. Ameat mikem. So Moshe's taina and Koyrach is Ameat mikem, Hashem gave you Leviyah, what you asking also for kehuna. So Moshe already be'etzem is also touching the point of the machlekes, and he's telling them, you're asking for kehuna, well, you're not happy, but Leviyah. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said a givaldike givaldike vot. Moshe tells Koyrach, Ameat? You have Leviyah? You also want kehuna? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz would say all of his life, in Yiddish he would say, I hate the people that are fool, the fool, the zait. I hate people that are sovea. Ich find the zait. People that are fool. Baruch Hashem, he learned, had a good seder, Yom Chamishi, he's fool already, Friday Shabbos, you know, he's fool, he davened already, he could be the whole day and go. You know this guy? He learned a half an hour, second seder, he feels ready, he's done. I hate the guys that feel fool. I love the guys that are starving. The guys that are full, these guys get nowhere. Find the zeit. See? So what is the time I'm at? Yeah, we want more. We want to be close to Hashem. What is the time I'm Koyrach? Koyrach is Rosh Hashanah. They want Kehuna. And the Ari HaKodesh brings down that la'osid lovo you'll be tikkun le'koyrach. Someone Shtobu brings it down. You can't say it yourself. Tzadik katomor yifrach. As I stated in Kisvei Ari. Tzadik katomor yifrach rosh teves achroinois koyrach. Tzadik is a kuf. Katomor is a reish. Yifrach. Soifer teves koyrach la'osid lovo yelo tikkun v'rak az nosig et gudlusoi v'novin oy mekachet. Koyrach wanted higher madrigals. Ameat mikem. So what is the time they ameat mikem? So he said, "Igval dekevot." He said, "What is the difference of hungry and starving?" He said, "Some people they feel they have nothing. They're very depressed. Some people feel they have a lot, but they want more." I said over, I heard it from Eilus Ne'emana, that when they went into the Chofetz Chaim, I heard it from the minister, from the Pesach, that He said he gives a shir to Balabati once a week. In the end, he gives 9 minutes to Rusha La Parsha. There's a guy that gives me these 9 minutes to hear. I think it's the only thing that he lets the tape, if I'm right. But Mikol Makoyim, so he brings down that when he went to the Chafetz Chaim to ask him when he started the Bisyanka, there was a lot of people that were against the Bisyanka. The Leis Yisrael in the old days, they sat in the house, you know, they looked on the walls, yeah? Kol Kvudo Vasmalech Pnima, don't laugh, that was the right way, yeah? But they realized that in our generation, we will not understand it, yeah? Not that it was wrong what we did for 2,000 years in the Golis, yeah? Even if you think like that. Mikol Makoyim, they decided to open a Bisyanka. So the Misnagdim, the Frumers went, and they were fighting it, you know, Bisyanka. They were sure that the Chofetz Chaim was standing their side. They went to sign the Chofetz Chaim against Bisyanka. Chofetz Chaim was very for it, he even writes on it in Bas Yisrael, Obi Arichas. But when they told the Chofetz Chaim said, Vida Sikin Zayin! Such a chashuv zach in klal Yisrael, the chobish can chelik in them. I didn't think about it. I was not a part of that. Chai was so upset he doesn't have a chelik in that chelik. Chofetz Chaim mishnah brurah shmir salosh likutei halachos avas chesed gatz klal Yisrael. Chai, you did so much. Leave someone else to do something. Moshe Rabbeinu. יודע שאין שלושה שבעבר הירדן כל טויס אז יש כל שורש בארץ ישראל אבל מאויב בהמוין זה מוישה רבינו he wanted to be מפריש נוח המצווה what is the shot? It says, if you look at it I don't have that is a chisor Chofetz Chaim was the happiest person in the world he knew what he's doing but he wants to serve Hashem more and more He told Korach ve'adosoi ha'me'at miken. You're not machshiv what you have. It's not coming because you want another mile. It's because you're not makir in what you have. A guy sometimes wants a position. You're allowed to want to be more. But you feel happy that you know Bavli? You feel happy that you know Yerushalmi? If you don't learn how to be happy with what you have, You will never be happy when you move ahead. Moshe was telling Korach ve'adosoi, Hame'at mikem. You Shevet Levi. Why are you not proud of your Shevet Levi? If you will feel proud of your Shevet Levi, it will be easy for you to move ahead. It will be easy for you to think weiter. Tosek is mamshich v'ishlach Moshe likoy ledosan v'la'aviro v'yoymu loy na'ale ha'me'at ha'me'at Chazal say Rashi brings it down, Mikan she'ein machzik b'machlekes, she'ein Moshe mechazer achreyem la'ashlimon b'divrei sholem. Remember this Rashi for your life. Doson ve'avirom. Not Korach. Doson ve'avirom. The ones that are teasing Moshe from day one. Moshe sends to come in to Masa Umat. Peace process with them. This is a gosh. Lehashlimon bedivrei shalom. There's a machlekes in klal Yisrael. Moshe knows in 2 minutes he just turns to the Ribbono shel Olam. Boom, everyone is over. These people are pikosim. Try to make shalom. Mikan she'ein machzikim b'machlekes. Remember that. Mikam she'ein machzikim b'machlekes she'yemoy she'mechazer achreim la'ashtum o'adir v'shol not only that, ויהיה מוישה, עלו מסירים של גר דוסם ואוויר, ויקום מוישה, ויהי לכל דוסם ואוויר. Rashi says, "Skosovo sheyisu loyponim." He thought maybe when he comes, vaydaru suno malah tigulhem. Vayem Moshe bezoisteidu ki Hashem shluchani lasis eskol amaisim moile ki loy milibi. Im kemo eskol odom yomusu neilu ufkud eskol odom ipokeidu loy Hashem shluchani. ואם בריאו עברו השם ופוצסו האדום או הספיאו ובולו איזו ואסכולה שלהם ויורדו חיים שאוילו וידעתם כי מי יצאו אנושי מועילו יש השם. Moshe says a very interesting tonight. If they die regularly, and if they alive, I'm right, I'm wrong, and if they die, I'm right. If they die normal, I'm also wrong. And they could die because they're mechutzif. But then I'm wrong. The raya that I'm right is, the oretz will open her mouth, they will be swallowed alive. Chazal say was a meshuna di kezach, asol ha-dvorim nidru erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshes, one of them is pia oretz. One of them is pia oretz. Pia oretz. Asol ha-dvorim nidru erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshes. So I heard once a gewaldike word. Why they had to be swallowed alive? So I saw Rabbi Shterbo brings down from a sefer that he wanted Korach to have a chetim to do tshuva. Chazal said, "May Korach lo yimaisu." They did tshuva, right? May shemes v'zura seyemes. He said, "If they die, they can't do tshuva." Korach, may shenu. This was his malach. I'm saying. And I'm saying, given that this is whole halach of his whole exposure is how big is Korach, he starts with a story that he heard from a choshev yid that was outside of Biskarov, waiting in line to go into the Biskarov, and he was talking to a guy near him, you know, the same kind of shmuz of Korach with the godless mitahir. Peter the Biskarov opens the door. Korach, you better be Korach. Such a drosh. Korach, you better be Korach. So that's not just going to steer, yeah. But we call him a coin. So he said a gewaldic word, and I heard when the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky heard his vote, it was mamish b'shabeach his vote. The Chidosh says it already. That Chumah says, kofa aleim har kegigis. Im atem mekabli mesatoi romuto ve'im lav shom mopoi tiyeh kvurashem. So Tesis has the kasha, the same nasa, the nishma, or do you have to put down the mountain on them? And the famous Tanchuma in Parshas Noach in the end says that Kof Olam Harki Gigis was al Teir Shubal Peh Shish Kosho Kamoves Ozo Kashe Oil. You have to learn it, it's hard. And Teir Shubal Peh was the Kof Olam Harki Gigis. Chazal say Korach was Koifa B'Teir Shubal Peh. He said Kibodo Moshe Advorim Eliboy. Moshe, he made up the stories. So if Moshe HaKoyach is Koyfer and Teresh Ba'alpe, Kum Tzarik Da'aloche if Kofo Alem Harki Gigis, right? So he has to be swallowed. So the same thing, the mountain will go on them alive, right? So Koyach had to be swallowed alive, like Kofo Alem Harki Gigis. This will be a proof that I'm right. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, I'm saying again, the Chidosh says it already, the Gemara says in Shabbos, HaMis'atzel Be'espedoi Shel Chochom Roi Lekov Roi Chai. This was the Pshat. HaMis'atzel Be'espedoi Shel Chochom, why is lazy? He says, Ma'ane Li Chachomim, oh, you have the Torah, we don't need a Mesoiro. Ah, you don't believe in Mesoiro? Roi Lekov Roi Chai. As if you Koyach. You're not maimin at Teirah Shebaal Peh, you're not maimin at Adilich HaChomim at Adilich HaMoysa at Teirah, HaMisa'atzel Be'espeide Shel Chochom Rovi Lekov Rechai. V'tiftach v'aoretz espiro v'tiv lo'oysom. ועזבותיהם ואסכולאונם אשר בכוח ואסכול הרכוש וירדו הם וכל אשר להם חיים שאוילו וכל ישראל אשר סביבו יסום נוסו לכולם. Everyone ran away. So the Sponer says why. Why everyone ran away? Said it was very scary. Why did Torah has to say it? Everyone got scared. Well, for that, everyone that stood there and was not moichen the machloikis, the punishment was that they had a pachad malus. Was the einish for klal Yisrael. Everyone ran. You know what it means? Running away, thinking you're going to be killed. It's a pachad malus. Some people get white in 1 minute. I was in Panovich, before I was in Panovich, was a Yid. His name was Tzuka, Rav Tzuka. I think he's alive yet. Rav Tzuka is the Ilui, he knows Kol HaTorah Kulo. It's a very interesting Yid. Marshal Rambam Frankel, all the Mekoyres with Tziyunim, everything he written himself, before the computer days. He knows Kol HaTorah Kulo, saw him, everything. Marshal, he would go into Rav Dovid Pavalsky's Shir for 40 years. He went in. And on the Moimid al Das Rabbi and Arboim Shon. So he stood there for very, very interesting here. Anyways, interesting to hear. He says, Panovich. So he was by Shmuel Lozovsky in the Shul Klali when they were learning Yeshmeichel. Shmuel Lozovsky explained Pshat and Mishmush that the mess is Yerish Dechai Bakever and then he goes back. When a brother dies, it doesn't go direct to the other brother, it goes up to the father and then goes down. That's the way the Yerusha really is divided. But it's not stopped. It really goes, so the big chiddush in Mishmush is that a person that is dead really could receive nechosim. So he got up in the middle of Shir and he took his yarmulke and gave it to someone and said, I makne et koyach. Why it's not swallowed? A rayah Shir klali is not true. If a mace could zeicher bekever, so koyach was zeicher, where is the bliya? Why is that nivla? If koyach could be zeicher bekever. So Shmuel Lozovsky is zokt. So drei terutzim af the shayle. Shmuel Lozovsky Klovitz. Good days of Panovich. The herrschte teretz is, as he given a din bliya leshoh. Noch, the karka was closed out. It's not the pshat, le'oilom nichsei koirach, it's a shtigel raya from home, that he found.